Who let the Gregs out? Greg. Boo, boo, boo. Who let the Gregs out? Boo, 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 boo. Short and sweet one today.
From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, it's the Greg and Greg Show. My name is Greg Jake.
My name is Greg Oles.
And we've got an action-packed little radio broadcast here. First off, I want to start by redeeming myself from last Friday's episode.
Okay, that was terrible.
It was terrible. I was extremely tired. I felt rushed. I wasn't prepared.
Not to mention the editing we had to do from people derailing the show.
Yeah, there was just way too much going on.
Yeah.
I will recap Friday's show the way that I wanted it to go.
Okay.
Shout out to Tone Bell, who was on The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson.
Funky Cold Medina.
And Jeff Hanneman from Slayer Died.
Yeah.
Which makes every heavy metal person in the world sad.
Mm-hmm.
See you later, interns. We had a good weekend.
Can I just say that the battle for third mic on The Greg and Greg Show is raging in this office?
It is. There are many people that stop by every day.
Yeah.
And there's also a third chair here.
Yeah.
Along with a 20-foot couch that sits to my left. And people will sit on the couch or in the said chair and ask for the microphone.
They all want to be a part of the Greg and Greg Show.
And yet, what do we tell them?
Nay.
Nay. Because your name is not Greg.
Yeah. If there was another Greg in the office, that person would be allowed to be.
It'd be the Greg and Greg Show.
Yeah. Greg cubed.
But instead, no.
No.
No to all that.
Yes. So, over the weekend, you were really drunk.
I don't know if I was really drunk.
Judging from the tone of the text message tirades you went on, where I was trying to have a conversation with you and it really wasn't working out.
I just wasn't letting that happen.
No.
Okay, let me explain. Let me set Saturday up for you.
In the park? Did you think it was the 4th of July?
No. See, now you're going off on theme songs for TV shows. Okay, Saturday, there was a baby shower at my house.
Yeah.
So that meant that I couldn't be there because it was just a bunch of women over at my house celebrating the birth or the soon-to-be birth of Morgan Jackson's baby.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Jackson. I call Morgan and Jason Jackson. I call their baby Stonewall.
Okay, that's good.
So anyway, they're having a baby shower for Stonewall Jackson at my house, which means that I had to leave.
Yeah.
So I had to load up in the car.
Yeah.
My 2-month-old, my 3-year-old, and my 4-year-old niece. I had to take them over to the in-laws' house where they could play outside and watch movies or do whatever.
And you could go get drunk.
I didn't start drinking there. But on the way to the house was pretty funny because I had one of those very surreal I'm a dad moments.
Yeah.
Where my infant is crying in the back seat, just screaming his head off because he wants his passy and I can't reach him to get the passy in his mouth.
Yeah.
My 3-year-old is bossy, so she starts bossing her cousin around saying, "Hey, CB cousin, you need to dance." And CB is like, "I don't want to dance." So Abby's like, "You need to dance." So I turn around to Abby and I say, my 3-year-old, and I say, "Abby, you're not the boss of CB. So if she doesn't want to dance, she's not going to dance."
Do you call CB radio?
No, I just call her CB.
Hey, hey, radio.
CB cousin.
Hey.
So.
CB radio.
So as I tell Abby that she's not the boss of CB.
Citizen band.
She starts crying, so therefore you have a trickle-down effect.
You've got baby who's been crying for a while, followed by your daughter who's crying, and now Citizen Band Radio is crying.
Yeah, so I've got 3 kids in my car that are all screaming bloody murder.
Mm.
So the first thing I could think of to do to defuse the situation was to start singing "The Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round." And so, of course, Aiden, the baby, he's not going to stop crying.
Mm-hmm.
But the daughter, my daughter, starts going, so she's cry singing. And then CB cousin in the very far back, she kind of snaps out of it and she starts to sing along, which then brings my daughter back to reality. So then she starts to really sing along and then everything was fine.
Okay.
So it was just one of those really weird moments where I was like, "Oh my God, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm that dad in the car who's singing 'The Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round' to a bunch of screaming kids."
So
as the day progressed, got back over to the house a couple hours later, and they had some Caribbean punch of some sort that was left over.
That you drank all of?
That I jumped in heavy.
Mm.
And it did me right.
Oh, yeah. I knew from your texts.
But you got the text probably about 6 beers later.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
I had like two of these drinks at the house, two pretty full cups
full
at
of
the
151.
House.
151.
Basically.
Yeah.
It was like lighter fluid.
Yeah.
Lighter fluid and some mango.
Really sweet lighter fluid.
Yeah. So I had two of those at the house, and then I got over back to the in-laws' house where we went back to.
Yep.
And that's where I started drinking the beers, and that's where I started sending you text messages.
And drunkenly invited me to hang out next weekend.
Yeah, let's see.
There was so much drunk texting going on from Greg. He spoke in the third person.
I did.
I would ask him questions, and he wouldn't respond to them. He'd just keep going.
Okay, so the first text that I sent at 7:28 p.m.
Yeah.
Says, today, I drank booze. I think I just passed out, but I'm not real sure, though. And then I wrote, next weekend may involve you out here at the ranch. I need clearance, though.
It's like, so, what?
So Gregel says, you're not sure if you drank booze or passed out? I was like, I know I drank booze. That's confirmed. The pass out I'm confused about. I think I dozed off. Which, the reason why I thought I dozed off is because I was watching a baseball game and I watched the visitors go through the batting order.
Yeah.
And then I know that I closed my eyes for a few seconds, and then when I opened my eyes, the Rangers had already scored a run, which it turns out it was just the first pitch to the first batter that he hit a home run.
But you missed it.
So, yeah, I missed it, so it confused me, and I thought maybe I'd been asleep for a while.
Well, I enjoyed your drunk texts.
Yeah.
They were fun.
It was awesome.
Mm. And that's about it for your weekend.
Yeah.
I've started apartment hunting.
Which is always fun.
Yeah. I realized that 3 months is too many months because nobody will give you the right prices and they'll be like, well, I don't have anything for that. I don't know when. We have to have 60-day notice. Blah, 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 blah. Every place I went to, same spiel. So I've
given
up.
Are you trying to negotiate prices with them?
No, I'm just trying to find out if they have stuff.
Okay.
And they're like, well, we don't know. So I'm like, so there's really no point in me even trying.
How do you not know?
They don't. They're like, we don't know. We have to have 60-day notice on move out. So we need you to come back in a month.
So you're telling me that you're going to, like, the apartments that are so popular that every space is rented?
I guess.
Okay.
Well, any place you go to, if you go to it more than 2 months out, they're going to tell you the same thing. Because I went to, like, 8 places, and they all said the same thing. And they were spread out all across Dallas.
All right.
And the whole time, they were just like, well, you know, we don't know if we have something. Or, when's your move-in date? That's too far away.
Did you go to any with hot girls at the desk?
Yes.
Like I told you to.
Yes, and she emailed me today, which means she wants it.
Yeah, they always want it.
Yeah, right.
Every time there's a hot girl at the desk, they want
clearly
it.
Want it.
You walk in and they're like, that's the one for me.
I just need to make a Rube Goldberg machine to point at me. And be like, yeah, that's what you want.
We'll get into that in a minute.
Also, I bought a video juego.
Yeah?
And it is amazing.
You told me about this one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's called Far Cry 3 : Blood Dragon, and it's a 1980s themed or 1980s futuristic themed video game.
Right. All the music is real cheesy in 80s.
It sounds like the Terminator theme, and it's so great. And it's all synth. And there's training montages with the cheesy 80s song about, like, my dreams are on fire, blah, blah, blah. And it's just so perfectly, like, future 80s.
Yeah.
The year is 2007. Everything is neon and light up and pink and just the cursing and the violence. It is so great.
And it's a $20 game.
$20.
Which to me is, that floored me because I thought, wow, that's got to be pretty expensive for a game. But
no.
Yet, Greggles tells me that there are games that cost upwards of $60.
Your full video game costs $60.
That's highway robbery to me.
And now,
is it worth $60?
That's that. Most video games that I play are like 40 hours of playtime.
Okay.
And I think that's worth $60.
Okay.
Not including like other stuff. But now, get this.
When you finish it, do you get any of your life back?
No.
Okay.
But
just wondering.
It was life I was willing to get rid of.
Okay.
But now, because apparently stealing is so rampant, they have these things called season passes that you have to buy to use the game. And I'm like, I'm not spending an extra $25 on a season pass on something that I just bought for $60.
What does a season pass do?
It allows you to spend money, more money on the game.
That's stupid.
I can't believe how stupid that is, and all the video game companies are doing it. But anyway, if you have an Xbox or PlayStation and you don't have Blood Dragon, you're an idiot, and I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, so get that.
Another thing that happened to me over the weekend, I got my hair cut.
Oh, good. You needed it.
Yeah. I was getting all shaggy from
Scooby-Doo. Did you do it yourself?
No, because I'm not an idiot.
I did mine myself.
Yeah.
Look how good it looks.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some good hair right there, Bubs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They could only see you now.
Yep.
The usual barbershop I go to is closed on the day I went. I went on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to go to, like, Supercuts because I'm like, I just need to get my hair cut. And if I don't do it today, I'm going to be like, next weekend I'm not going to do it. And I just went, all right. So the girl cutting my hair was such a chatty Cathy.
Yeah.
Like, she was talking to other barbers and trying to get me to talk to them and, like, involving me in conversation, constantly talking, and I just kind of be like, can you just cut my hair and let me get out
of here? Just stop talking. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just want to go. I've got a video game that I need to finish. It's mm-hmm. a $20 game. I need to get it done. Just let me leave, lady.
Yeah. Well, I had already finished the game at that
point. Okay. So you're like, I need to eat food.
Yes.
You had things to do.
I had to make some spicy Thai peanut sauce.
So she just chatty Cathy'd your face off?
Oh, yeah.
About what?
Just like, oh, guess how old I am.
You're probably 100.
No, she was young.
Oh.
But she just kept like being like, she's like talking to the other barber next to her, and she'd be like, don't you think so, Greg? And I'd be like, I don't know.
I hate that. Like, there's the guy that has cut my hair for the last couple of years. I can handle him because he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Anthony, and he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And he has stories to tell for days. But yeah. If I'm going to, like, just to get a quick haircut at a Supercuts or whatever, just cut my hair and let me leave.
Yeah.
You know.
I didn't want to talk. I just wanted to get my hair cut and leave.
Right.
And then she's like, when we finished, she's like, man, you didn't really talk much. I'm like, I don't.
Right. It's like, what are you going to, are we going to talk sports?
Yeah.
It's not like
it's not like she's going to, it's not like sport clips where they'll tell you the Knicks Pacer score.
Yeah, where you can sit down, you can get a nice man rub down while you're getting your hair cut.
Man rub. If you talk about sports cuts, you have to talk like this. Sports cuts.
Sport clips. The most chauvinistic sporting haircut place known to man.
The only women allowed are the ones that work there. Sports cuts.
And the ones that can cook and clean. Yeah. Have you seen the commercial with the Rube Goldberg?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
And it's the most chauvinistic commercial ever where a dude just won't even talk to his woman, just shakes his glass.
Yeah, he's so heavily entrenched in whatever sporting event he's watching. Yeah. He shakes his glass. Well, actually, he shakes his glass and looks at it first, mm-hmm. and then he drops the ball into a Rube Goldberg contraption.
Can I say that that glass still had a lot of liquid in it?
Well, yeah, of course it did, yeah. Because by the time that the Rube Goldberg contraption was done, he'd chugged it. So anyway, so he drops a ball down, and it hits the dominoes, and little things spin around, and the books fall over, yeah. And it finally...
Then it points at an arrow pointing at his drink and tells his lady to go get him another one.
The dude is such a chauvinistic idiot that he can't even say, hey, honey, I need a new drink. He has to come up with a Rube Goldberg contraption to point, to make the girl look over at him, and he, like, just half-wittingly just kind of shakes his glass like, hey, it's empty, bitch. Hey, you think you can go fill it up for me?
How about you stop reading your Kindle Fire and go get me a drink? Put down 50 Shades of Grey and get me 50 Shades of Bourbon. Why aren't you in a bikini washing my car?
And my back. Yeah, the sucky part is the girl then has to, like, get up and go make this a-hole a drink and then come back and then reset all the little pieces to the Rube Goldberg contraption so that when he's done, he can do it all over again.
And make me a rare steak while you're up. I'm a man.
Yeah, because we live life different because we're men. We get our sport hair cut done and you need to make me a drink.
I want my hair to look like Phil Jackson's victory. I could keep doing that voice and saying, like, chauvinistic things all day.
All day.
Oh.
Anyway.
Facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow. Like it unless you're a little girl.
Yeah, that's classic.
And boo out, bitch.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.